Now, I read, and the sanctuary of God, or the temple of God in heaven, was opened. And that means that God is dealing now with Israel. And the ark of his covenant was seen in his sanctuary, in his temple. And there followed lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. Now, that confirms again that there's a literal temple in heaven. That's important. Now, this sanctuary, a temple of God in heaven, not only does that, but it was open. And that indicates worship and access to God. All of this points to the nation Israel. The church has no temple. The measuring of the temple on earth and the opening of the temple in heaven declares the prominence of Israel in this section. And the next chapter will substantiate this. Now, the Ark of his covenant was seen in his sanctuary. It reminds us that we're dealing with a covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. And he's going to keep the covenants he's made with Israel, and he'll make a new covenant with them at this time. That is, the law will be written in their hearts instead of cold tablets of stone. Now, I come down where it says lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. That speak of judgment that's yet to come. And this opens up for us now, actually, chapter 12.